Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Death by Pasta.
I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Though it's not on many American menus, Strozzapreti is a typical pasta of Rome, made from water and flour without eggs. It looks like an elongated cavatelli, or a smaller pasta-sized cannoli shell, or a kind of finger-sized tube. Appetizing, I know. However I describe it, I want you to get a sense of how it looks. I want you to visualize it, because Strozzapreti isn't just any ordinary food. It's a pasta with a dark reputation. Murder. Today on Ghost Town, the history of Strozzapreti, which translates to the priest strangler. Until the birth of a unified Italy back in 1861, known in Rome were under the jurisdiction of the church. At the time, priests were the ones that collected taxes, often showing up around lunchtime when their debtors were at home. Part of the custom, or perhaps the unwritten law, was that citizens had to host the tax-collecting priests for lunch. If Italians couldn't provide lunch or foot the bill, clerical authority would literally take something valuable in their home, be it a possession, some crops, or even an animal. Needless to say, these priests often were unwelcome, but a kind of necessary evil to their governmental system. Not without humor, Italians created a new pasta, making a darkly cheeky comment on the pain of hosting these priests. It was called Strozzapreti, translated to priest strangler, or priest choker. So of course, this is a creative name with context that we just talked about, but there are lots of other theories as to why Strozzapreti is called Strozzapreti. One is that the pasta itself is said to be reminiscent of the ropes to hang, quote, condemned men in the 19th century. Dark, right? Well, even darker, some sources say that Italians served the clergy the pasta, hoping the priest might choke himself while eating. Another theory is that gluttonous priests were so enthralled by the pasta that they ate too quickly and actually did choke themselves. Another explanation involves the making of the pasta by the asdora, or housewife. Going with the whole clergy would come by for money, the asdora would, quote, choke the raw dough strips to make the Strozzapreti, cursing the local clergy. Another possible explanation for why Strozzapreti is Strozzapreti, a kind of pivot on what we've been talking about, is that following Sunday Mass, it was common for a priest to visit homes of the villagers and enjoy dinner with them, no tax strings attached. The best dinners would entice the priest to come by more often. As a way to subtly state to the hungry priest that he was overstaying his welcome or coming by for dinner a bit too much, the Italian family would serve Strozzapreti to say, hey, time to leave us alone. Another origin story, simply put, is that the pasta resembles a clerical collar, commonly referred to as a priest choker. Strozzapreti pasta existed as early as the 18th century and gave way to another less violently named pasta called Ingannapreti, translated as deceive the priest. Deception sounds a bit better than strangulation, in my humble opinion. Whatever you believe about Strozzapreti, one thing can be sure. The pasta's controversial origin story reflects the anti-clerical sentiment of the region in a way that reads both deadly and delicious.